Hello, my loves, and how are you all doing today? Hope you're all having an amazing day and an amazing week as well. So, before I get into this ramble, I need to apologize about my voice. It sounds really different because I just finished watching a sad movie that actually made me cry, so literally just finished wiping my tears like 10 minutes ago. And I was getting ready to go to bed, but then I thought, why don't I sit down and record a ramble since, you know, I'm kind of in the mood for it and it feels like I haven't done it in a while. So little fun fact, I guess it's not really that fun, but about a week ago, I finished COVID about a week ago, but I've been sick, or I was sick, for like 2-3 weeks. I had never gotten sick so much until that point, but I got COVID. I had all the symptoms for it except a fever. I didn't get a fever, surprisingly, but I had everything else. I had a stuffy nose. I had coughing, sneezing, everything you can think of. I just didn't have a fever, thankfully, and it was really bad. I just wasn't able to taste or smell for the first week because my nose was so stuffy. Finally, I think I'm better now. I hope I don't sound too sick. I'm trying to recover still. You know, my body, there's only so much I can handle. But yeah, so that hasn't been fun. It's just so sad to think about the fact that COVID is coming back and that there's nothing we can do about that. I thought it was over for a while, but then it does another turn and now we have to deal with it. On another note, I can't believe that it is October already. Like, what? We have, oh my god, 2 more months and then we're done with this year? Are you kidding me? Where is the time flying? I can't. It's mind fucking. Oh my god, I need to watch my language. But yeah, it's crazy. It blows my mind to think about how quickly time is moving and how long I've been doing this for. It's just crazy to think about. But you know, there was something I wanted to talk to you guys about, and I'm literally opening up a spreadsheet that I wrote. I wrote a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about in my next ramble so I don't forget, because I have a goldfish memory and sometimes I forget a lot of things, so I need to literally note them down for my own good. But yeah, a lot of you guys were asking me how I spent my birthday. Last month was my birthday, if you guys didn't know, and a lot of you kind of wanted me to talk about it in my next ramble. To be honest, I didn't do anything too crazy. I didn't club, I didn't party, sadly. But I did do something really fun. I actually spent my birthday in Disney World. And oh my god, I sound like a child, but I swear to god, it was the most fun I've ever had. I don't know why, but okay, as soon as I went there, they asked for my ID because I had to get my tickets, and they were like, oh my god, today's your birthday. I'm like, yes, today's my birthday. So they give me like a badge, like a little pin to put on my, did I say badge? It's not a badge, it's a pin. And it says birthday girl on it. And I wore it around the park. And pretty much every cast member, every worker, everyone that works in Disney, even like normal people over there, were just telling me happy birthday all day long. And I pretty much wore the pin the entire week that I was there. And I got so many birthday wishes to the point where I got sick of it. I'm like, oh my god, I need to get rid of this pin. I don't want to hear happy birthday one more time. It was so cute and so sweet. Like, there was even a little girl that... Okay, so I went to watch the Beauty and the Beast play that they had going on in Disney World. It was a surreal experience. So amazing. And a little girl sat in front of me. It was also her birthday. She also had a pin on her shirt that says happy birthday on it. So she's just kind of like twirling her head around, seeing who's around her. She turns around and she's like, I like your ears. I was wearing like Disney ears, Mickey ears. And I was like, thank you, I like yours. So then I didn't notice her pin at first. She noticed mine. And she was like, oh, it's your birthday. It's my birthday too. Happy birthday. And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? That's so sweet. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of kids in general, but I thought that was so cute, the fact that she noticed. And obviously I said it back and she was really happy. She had like the biggest smile on her face. And that little girl doesn't know it, but she made my day. I thought it was so sweet. But yeah, I also went on the Cosmic Rewind ride, the Guardians of the Galaxy ride that they have in Epcot. If you guys haven't been to that ride, and if you like Guardians of the Galaxy, you need, and I mean you need, to go on that ride. I swear to God, it was so amazing. I went on it 3 times. But the thing that sucks about that ride is that it is so popular, they don't have like a regular line for it. So you either have to buy like a pass to get in, or you wait in the virtual line, which is like 3 hours max. It's insane. And I waited because I loved it so much. It was one of the best rides I've ever been on in my life. And I've been on so many rides, both in Universal and Disney. But that one, oh my God, surreal. Like, I will never, ever, ever, ever forget it. And I want to go on it again. I'm having major FOMO right now. But if there's any ride I would recommend you guys to go on, it would be that one. I just think it's so amazing, so good. And I just love it. That's all I have to say about it. But what else did I do? I did so many things I can't even keep track. I went to the Beauty and the Beast castles while I had dinner in there. I couldn't believe I was actually having dinner in the castle of the movie. Like, are you actually kidding me? I was trying so hard not to fangirl, but when I sat down, I literally was so shook. And they even brought out the Beast, like the actual Beast. And he was like greeting everyone, saying hi. And I was like, are you kidding me? I feel like a child right now, freaking out over this. But also, the Beast signed like a card for me and he gave it to me for my birthday. I'm telling you guys, I felt like a celebrity. I was like, oh my God, I feel so appreciated right now. But I even got free cake. I got like a lot of cake that day and a free muffin as well at the hotel I was staying at. And the Beast was so sweet, whoever was in the Beast. But yeah, it was so, so, so nice. And if you guys ever do go to Disney World, more specifically Magic Kingdom, you have to try out that restaurant. The food was really good. It was so pretty inside. I felt like a princess eating in it. And also, the detail in it is just so good. Like, they have pictures of Beauty and the Beast all over the walls. And if there's anything you need to know about me, it is that Beauty and the Beast is one of my all-time favorite classic Disney movies. I love everything about it. And even when I was younger, I had like a crazy obsession with that movie. I just love everything about it. So it was so, so cool. And I wish I could show you guys, but I don't know. If you want to see, I would be more than happy to post something and show you eventually. But it was so sweet and I would totally do it again. I also went to the, I don't know if you guys have been to the Hollywood Studios park in, is it Hollywood Studios? I think it is. I think that's what it's called. But I went on a ride called Tower of Terror. Tell me that doesn't sound terrifying. Tower of Terror. I was scared. I was shitting at you guys. Oh my God. I've never been on a ride like that ever in my life, and I was not expecting it to be as crazy as it was. I wasn't. But me and my sister got on. It was both of our first time. We both were not expecting anything. We've never been on it, our first time and everything. And first off, they put you in this dark room. Like, it's an elevator. The ride is a literal elevator. You sit down, it's pitch black. And then they take you through a freaking tower. And then out of nowhere, they drop you. And they bring you back up. And then they drop you again. And they bring you back up. And they drop you again. I was screaming. I literally lost my voice after. Because I felt like I had just fell off a freaking building. It was so crazy. By the end of it, my hair was like insane. It was like a freaking, I don't know, it was a mess. It was like a mop. And I was flabbergasted for a while. I was like shaking. My hands were literally shaking. And I was like, what the fuck did I just go through? What was that? Did that actually just happen? It was something. But at the same time, it was so good and so thrilling. And I would recommend it as well. It's such a good ride. As scary as it was, I would do it again, especially now during Halloween. I feel like it's the perfect time to go on it. And I also went on Haunted Mansion for the first time as well. That one was so good. Oh my god, so good. All in all, Disney World is amazing, and it's like my favorite place on the entire planet. So if you guys ever end up going, or if you have been, let me know what some of your favorite rides are, what your favorite things to do there are as well. I just love to hear about it, and I love to know that you guys have been as well. If you haven't, then I would highly recommend you go one day. It is so good. And it's really not childish if you don't make it childish, if that makes sense. You can have fun as an adult and still enjoy it. But moving on from Disney, oh my god. All in all, I had so much fun spending my birthday there. It was definitely a really, really good decision, and I'm happy I did it. And now I'm having FOMO because I want to go back. I'm like so bored at home now. I have nothing to do. I swear, guys, all I ever do is like record, go to the gym, come back home, record, do my makeup, go shopping for a little bit, get bored, come back home, eat, go out, get Starbucks, come back home. It's like a repetition. It's so boring. But I don't know, I'm planning to go somewhere this December during Christmas. I want to go somewhere like maybe Chicago, New York, somewhere cute like that. Let me know if you guys have any recommendations for me. I would love to try someplace new and go someplace new as well, because I love Christmas time and I love the lights. I love the snow. I love everything about it, and I feel like it would be such a cute experience. I'm curious to know if you guys are doing anything this Christmas as well, or if you're planning to stay home with your family and loved ones. I'm also so excited for Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh. I'm like drooling thinking about it. I want steak. Guys, am I the only one that doesn't like turkey? I feel like I'm gonna get hate for this, but I really am not the biggest fan of turkey. I don't know. I don't love the way it tastes. I feel like I get bored of it quickly. I would very much rather have steak with mashed potatoes and wine during Thanksgiving instead of a turkey. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. It's an unpopular opinion. Please don't come at me, but that is just how I feel about it. And I feel that way about pizza as well. Actually, something weird. Lately, I have been craving so much pizza. Like, I don't know why. Okay, maybe I do know why. I've been playing like this game on my phone called Happy Pizza, Great Pizza. I think that's what it's called, but it's a pizza game. Oh, that's definitely why I've been craving pizza. And you basically make pizza for your customers, and you kind of keep the shop going, and you have to have like a 5 out of 5 star review, all in all, if that makes sense. It's such a good addicting game, guys. I play it every single day. I still haven't gotten bored, and I think because I'm always making pizza in it, I've been craving pizza. But in general, I'm not the biggest pizza fan. I'm not like crazy about it. I never crave it. I never think, oh my gosh, I need pizza right now. But definitely because of that game, I've been eating it a lot more frequently, I would say. And I feel like pizza tastes so good at home when you like order takeout and they bring it to your house and you eat it while watching TV. I think that is when pizza tastes amazing. Some of my favorite toppings on pizza definitely have to be like olives, onions, green peppers. I love pepperoni, and I don't know if you guys have tried bacon on pizza, but bacon on pizza is so bomb. What else do I don't like mushrooms. I don't like, oh my god, anchovies are disgusting. I don't know how anyone can eat that on pizza. Pineapple, never. What else is there? What am I missing? Ooh, I love margarita pizza. It's one of my favorites. That one is so good. And I also really like when the crust is thin. I don't like when the crust is thick. It kind of like, I don't know. I don't like too much bread, if that makes sense. I'm not really like a huge bread fan, if that makes sense. I hope you guys don't hate me after this. I feel like I'm gonna get hate. I remember one time I made like a poll on YouTube and I asked people, I was like, do you guys think pineapple belongs on pizza? And so many people said no, but there were also a lot of people that were justifying it and they were like, you know what? It does. It does. And I don't know. I feel like everyone is entitled to their own opinions, of course, and their own preferences. So I respect everyone's opinion. If someone thinks it tastes good on it, then that's what they think. Everyone's different, you know? But for me, it's just not something that I want to eat on my pizza. I feel like pizza needs to be salty and, you know, not sweet. But some people like the sweetness and the saltiness together, so I can understand why they would like it, but it's just not a me thing. It's not. But yeah, that's that. Also, what else have I been doing? I've been doing a lot of apple picking this month. As soon as it started getting a little bit chilly outside, I bought like a shit ton of sweaters and the cutest cozy socks and Uggs, and I throw that on every single day and I call it a day because they're just so comfy. And I've been going apple picking a lot. I just love the way fresh apples taste. And I love cider, apple cider, and just the vibes. I think everyone likes fall, right? We can all agree that we like fall. Okay, good. Yeah, I think fall is definitely the best season. There's just so much to do, and it's so pretty, and the food is so good. And yeah, I really like September, October, November, December. They're so, like, they're good vibes. They're good vibes. Cute, cozy, you know, all of the above. But yeah, I actually want to tell you guys like a funny story. I recently went on a date with someone, and that was like the first date I've been on in forever. But guys, it did not go well. It did not go well. But that is just because I felt like it was more friendly on my end. I felt like, I don't know, he was a good guy and everything. I just didn't feel like the spark was there, and I didn't feel anything for him. So I was honest and I told him. After, I was like, I'm sorry, I just don't see this going romantically, but I wouldn't mind being friends with you and stuff. And he got really, really petty for some reason, even though I was so nice. And I turned him down really nicely, and I wasn't mean. I could have easily ghosted him or blocked him or something, but I didn't do that because I actually wanted to give him an explanation. I owe him one, you know? He's a good guy, I'm not saying anything, but he actually got so mad that the next day, he keyed my car. Like, he actually keyed my car. And I know it was him because we have cameras and he knows where I live because he picked me up when we went out. And I guess maybe because I have a nice car, I don't know. He got mad and he keyed my car and I was shocked. I literally told my mom. My mom was so mad. And it was definitely something. And I was just surprised, thinking, like, why did he do all that? I was really nice to him, and I don't know, it baffles me. Like, you can be so nice to someone, but they can still go out of their way to do something hurtful like that, and, ugh, it was just annoying. But I confronted him, I messaged him on Instagram, was like, what is wrong with you? Like, this is my car, and that you took it too far, and I'm gonna tell the cops if you do it again. I didn't tell the cops. What are they gonna do, arrest him for keying my car? So I didn't do anything. And also, like, it wasn't that bad of a scratch. My dad got rid of it easily, but it definitely was shocking to me to see how far people would go and the crazy things that they would do. And I'm so happy that I kind of got out while I could, because clearly this guy's a psycho. He is a psycho. And I don't know what it is, I just seem to attract the bad guys. Like, do I have a sign on my forehead that says, approach me if you're creepy and psychotic and weird? I don't know. All I know is I was really angry because no one comes at my car. My car's my baby. Don't touch my car. I was so angry, and I could have done that. I could have done that to him, you know, as revenge, but I didn't because I don't want this guy to come at my door and kill me or something. I don't know. I'm the better person for sure, so I didn't do anything, but I told him that I know it was him, so he better not do it again, or I will literally tell the cops and get him in trouble. But yeah, I feel like every time I record a ramble, I need to tell you guys, like, a funny love life story, because my love life is so funny. I go through crazy things. I go through some crazy things. Sometimes even I think to myself, I'm like, did I really go through that? Like, am I actually going through this right now? Am I that great that he was hurt that much? Or does he just hate my car? I don't know. But it was definitely something, and I'm still thinking about it. Still gets me really angry, but this is your sign to be really kind to people no matter what they do. Just smile in their face and show them that you're unbothered. And trust me, that will kill them. Treat people with kindness, you know? That's all I have to say to that situation. But, oh my god, it's already been 21 minutes. What the heck? I don't know if you guys heard that, but my stomach just did a little growl. I'm a little hungry. I shouldn't have talked about pizza and bacon because now I want bacon. I hate the fact that I love bacon so much because it's not healthy, but it tastes so good. Such like a bittersweet thought. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble for 22 minutes. I don't know why you guys listen to these, why you put up with me, but I truly, truly, truly appreciate you guys so much, and I love you, and I'm so grateful for every single one of you, every single person here that listens to these, that's here on my Patreon. You guys mean the world to me, make me very happy. And I hope you guys know that I love doing this just as much as you guys love listening to it. I know that a lot of you sometimes feel shitty for listening to this kind of stuff because you think, oh, am I really that lonely? I'm listening to a freaking audio of a girl talking to me. But let me tell you guys something. Making these audios makes me feel less alone as well. It makes me feel like I have someone to talk to. So I don't want you to ever, ever, ever feel bad or put yourself down for listening to audios. It is a hobby. It is something I do. It is something I love and I will forever do. And I just want to let you guys know that I love you and I appreciate you and that you are not alone. And that every single audio I put out with love for you guys. And I want you to feel loved no matter what. And I hope you know that you are always loved here by Endearing Audio. If you guys made it this far, I want you to comment, do we have a pizza emoji? Do we? I'm gonna look that up real quick. I hope we do, because that would be very fitting. Yep, we do. Okay, so if you've made it this far into the ramble, then please comment a little pizza emoji, and I would know that you guys made it this far. Anyways, I love you all very, very dearly. And I will see you in my next audio. Bye.